On this day in 1919, President Theodore Roosevelt died at the age of 60. On this day in 1838. Yeah. That doesn't work so well if I use the same channel that I have my music in. So let's take that again. On this day in 1838. Inventor Samuel Morse gave his first public demonstration of the telegraph in Morristown, New Jersey. Also, 1930, the first diesel engine automobile trip was completed. The vehicle traveled from Indianapolis to New York City. In 1993, the world lost two artistic greats on the same day. Yeah, legendary jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie died at the age of 75, and ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev died at 54. On this day in 1994, remember this, 32 years ago, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was attacked and wounded in the knee following a practice session for the National Figure Skating Championships in Detroit. It was later discovered the attack was part of a plot devised by the husband of Kerrigan's skating rival, Tanya Harding. And in 2022, Oscar-winning actor Sidney Poitier died at the age of 94. He was the first black actor to win the Oscar for Best Actor for his role in the 1963 film Lilies in the Field. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you with us this morning. And we continue on with our devotion from Brennan Manning's Ragamuffin Gospel, the 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat. Thanks to Keith and Owen, I said he's really been enjoying these. Day 7 of the 19 now. Through Jesus, we know Abba, reads like this. Who is the God of your imagination, really? Is he the invisible honorary president of outer space? A great hangman in the sky? The policeman who bats you over the head with his nightstick every time you stumble and fall? The niggling customs officer rifling through your moral suitcase looking for your good deeds and bad? The omnipotent thug who invades to rob you of peace and joy? Brennan Manning says, all these are common human projections. By projection, I mean that we are imposing on God our own impoverished understanding of him. What a costly deception to pray to any God other than a father who finds sheer delight in reconciliation is illusion, cowardice, and superstition. Worse, it is idolatry. The true God is no other than the one we see in the person of Jesus. Amen. As I like to say, God is like Jesus. God has always been like Jesus. We haven't always known that God is like Jesus. But now we do. Back to the devotion. Jesus came to make the invisible God both visible and audible. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, he said in John 14:9. You want to know what your heavenly Father is like? Look into the eyes of Jesus. Jesus Christ alone shows us the full and astonishing revelation of the Father. Jesus is the human face of God. One day the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus replied, when you pray, you are to say, Our Father. Our Father. Familiar words to us, certainly, but to the 12 apostles, revolutionary words never heard by prophets and priests who had come before. In that revelation of Jesus, all the false images of God are blown away. Do you believe that God is your Father, or do you still find that news too good to be true? Today's reading, John chapter 14, verses 6 through 11, closing quote from an 8th century Irish prayer, Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, naught is all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day and by night, wishing, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, thy my true word, I ever with thee, thou with me, Lord. WWIB, devotion 7 and the 19 from Brennan Manning's Spiritual Mercies Retreat in the back of Ragamuffin Gospel here on WWIB. Well, we're right at the freezing mark, 32, and I don't know, I've felt, Caleb, these last couple days, it feels like a cross between November and March more than January, this weather.
Indeed, I know you mentioned right before the break that someone said on Facebook, this weather is stupid, but if you don't think winter weather is stupid, maybe you want to make your way safely to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, because the largest free winter festival in the country returns to Grand Rapids this week.
The 2026 World of Winter Festival takes place all over downtown Grand Rapids and features art installations,
food trucks,
circus acts,
games,
in the winter,
yeah,
and live performances and more.
Yeah, the festival begins on Friday and runs all the way through March 1st. Boy, they celebrate for quite a while.
Wow. I just assumed it was like a weekend thing.
I know.
But yeah, just like winter, this doesn't go away.
You know, there's that saying, if you can't beat them, join them, right?
So. I guess so. It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555 on this snow day, ice day, whatever you want to call it. Give us a call, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win a Culver's Value Basket, a free regular value basket courtesy of your Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls Culver's locations. If you can answer this, we'll give it to you. About one in three men say they enjoy this activity. What activity? About one in three guys say they enjoy what activity? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a free value basket from Culver's.
All right, be brave, be courageous, be a leader. Step out, be a caller. Who guesses first? Maybe you get it right in the nose. Maybe we get a winner right away. 723-2555, 723-2555. When we've talked fast food restaurants in the past, everybody loves to eat at Culver's. So
who wouldn't want a free value basket courtesy of Euro Claire and Chippewa Falls Culver's locations? About one in three men, about one in three guys say they enjoy this activity. What activity? 715-723-2555 to guess, 723-2555.
We would love to hear from you. Maybe you're sleeping in. You go, you know, I don't have to go to school. I don't have to drive the kids. Just going to keep sawing logs this morning. But if you're awake, give us a call like this listener. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from Thorpe.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for being first.
Is it napping?
Oh, yeah.
I would hope that even more than one in three men would say, hey, I want to be part of Nap Nation.
We have expressed our fandom for Nap Nation. Could that be it? Sorry, Mike.
Now, then again, it could be that a lot of guys just don't get the opportunity to nap.
I guess, maybe. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. You're early today. What's your guess?
I am thinking cooking.
Cooking. About one in three guys say they enjoy cooking.
I think that was an answer to a past question we had along these lines for guys. Could that be it? Again, we're not revisiting with that one. Thanks.
715-723-2555, giving away a Culver's Value Basket this morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Fall Creek.
What was your first name?
Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, I'm going to say shaving.
Shaving. It can be very relaxing, right?
Yeah, I like it. I like the clean clothes shave. Could that be it? Sorry.
About one in three men say they enjoy this activity. What activity?
Although it gets to be a hassle after you do it, you know, day after day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Is it yoga?
Is it yoga? One of the three guys say, hey, downward dog, that's for me.
You know what I like about that guess is that it just is, that seems like so often we're kind of giving the head fake. Like, you wouldn't expect that, but could that be it? It's not. All of that to say no. Sorry. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff from Thorpe.
All right, Jeff, WWIB, what's your guess here?
Watching Hallmark movies with your wife.
Ah.
Did some of that over the holidays.
Caleb's expressed, told us about that before. Could that be it? Sorry.
About one in three men say they enjoy what activity? What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, good to hear from you, friend. What do you think?
How about play board games with your wife?
Play board games.
Playing board games with your wife.
Yeah.
Good activity.
Yeah, could that be it? Sorry. We'll take three more guesses at 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Linda, guess number two. What is it?
Cutting their own hair.
Cutting their own hair. Wow.
That's tough.
That's different. I always think of the child who did that. That was, ill-advised when you're in single digits. Could that be it? Sorry.
About one in three guys say they enjoy what activity? About one in three men say they enjoy this.
We're going to get out of round one. Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Eau Claire.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, is it shopping?
Is it shopping?
Shopping, yeah.
I would say you're on the right track, but that's probably a clue, but on the right track.
Okay.
Holly.
Shopping for shoes.
Shopping for shoes. Is it shopping for shoes?
I guess not. All right. Thanks so much. You specified it, and you have made it easier for everybody else. All right, so we knew shopping was on the right track. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess this round.
Hey, my name is Isaiah, and I'm calling from, Eau Claire.
Okay, what's your guess?
Let's go, just shopping in general.
That was already guest shopping.
Yeah, so we said you got to be more specific.
Yeah.
Let's go with Shopping for food.
Shopping for food.
Yeah, guys like to eat. Could that be it? That is not it, but we have narrowed it down dramatically.
Yes, yes. I dare say we'll probably get a winner next hour.
Ah, okay. I'm tempted to extend here. But all right, we will move it on to after 8:15 and hold to our word. We got new music this morning here on WWIB from Forrest Frank.
I've got so much to be thankful for. Look, I got a roof and a bed, a couple groceries to stay fed. I've got a phone and clean water and some shoes when I want to go farther. Today I've got so much to be thankful for. I woke up this morning thinking, thank you, Lord, for giving me everything I could ever need and more. I've got so much to be thankful for. I have a car and clean clothes, pots and pans I can cook on a stove. I have the sun in every in my lungs and a big mess that I get to clean up. But most of all, I have you, and that's the reason these words are true. Today I've got so much to be thankful for. This morning thinking, thank you, Lord, giving me everything I could ever need and more. I've got so much to be thankful for.
Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Hopefully you're paying attention last hour because we are really close on this question and we're giving away a Culver's Value Basket to our winner here on the WIB Wake Up Show. About 1 in 3 men say they enjoy this activity. About 1 in 3 guys say they enjoy what activity? 715-723-2555 to guess.
Caleb, they were calling right away, so let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jonathan Riegel from Kennott, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jonathan. All right, what's your guess?
Electronics.
Is it electronics? About 1 in 3 men say they enjoy electronics. Is that it?
Sorry, Jonathan.
Not it. Call us back.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Ladysmith.
All right. Hi, Rebecca.
I think I got this. Okay. Shopping for tools.
Shopping for tools.
Yeah.
About 1 in 3 men say they enjoy shopping for tools.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Not it. Thank you. Call us back.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim.
About shopping for clothes.
Shopping for clothes. About 1 in 3. So about 1/3 of guys say, yeah, I enjoy shopping for clothes. Is that it?
It is. You're the winner, Jim. Now, Jim, you've been calling for a little while. Have you ever won before?
No.
Well, there you go, Jim from Ernie. And not only did you help us a while back figure out where Ernie is on the map, but now we're putting you on the map. You're a winner in Tuesday Trivia. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Do you like to shop for clothes, Jim?
It's not my most favorite thing.
The actual stat is 29%, 29% of men. So less than 1/3 say, yeah, I enjoy shopping for clothes.
More new music this morning. We had a new tune from Forrest Frank before 8. How about this one from Tasha Layton on WIB?
You can't see grace for what it is until you need it most. You don't know. Me in the valley, I need you, Lord. Be my shield in the
Well, a health headline for you this morning: to live longer, walk faster. Probably not on the ice today, but no. In general, the study is saying increase the speed.
Yeah, embrace the general concept. Don't take us literally right now. When doctors want a clue to which seniors might have many years still ahead of them, it seems one of the best pieces of evidence could be simply how fast a person walks.
This is the conclusion of a study by scientists at the University of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And the work reviewed the results of 9 other studies over the years that included more than 34,000 people aged 65 or older.
Here's what they found. When they tallied the total results, the numbers jumped off the page. Only 19% of the slowest walking 75-year-old men lived for 10 more years compared to 87% of the fastest walking men.
Huh. Drink that in. Only 35% of the slowest walking 75-year-old women made it to their 85th birthday compared to 91% of the fastest walkers.
All right. So do with that what you will. But apparently, and I think overall health can play into that as well, too, with how mm-hmm. fast you walk. But increasing the speed, get the heart rate up, get the blood pumping, the blood flowing, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing wrong with going slow on a day like today.
For starters, it's just good to be walking.
Yeah. Keep active.
You know, beyond that, then if you're walking and you're picking up the tempo, as Caleb said, get that blood going.